This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Two patients isolated in Brazil after developing Ebola-like symptoms. Editorially reviewed by Prof. Georgi Pukakadze, MD, MPHDD, GMJ News Desk. Preliminary evidence. Two patients who recently arrived in Brazil from African countries have been placed in isolation after developing symptoms consistent with Ebola virus disease, according to Brazilian health officials. The cases have prompted immediate public health response measures and raised concerns about potential viral hemorrhagic fever transmission beyond endemic regions. Key takeaways: two patients from African countries isolated in Brazil with Ebola-like symptoms. Brazilian health authorities have activated emergency response protocols. Cases highlight importance of enhanced surveillance for travelers from Ebola endemic regions. Two patients isolated with suspected viral hemorrhagic fever symptoms. Global Ebola cases, African endemic versus international, confirmed cases by region, 2014-2024, West Africa, 28,600, Central Africa, 3,007, international, 36. Source, WHO Disease Outbreak News, 2024, Georgian Medical Journal News. Brazilian authorities implement emergency protocols. The Brazilian Ministry of Health has confirmed that both patients are currently receiving medical care in specialized isolation units, while laboratory testing is conducted to determine the exact cause of their illness. According to local health officials, the patients presented with fever, fatigue, and other symptoms consistent with viral hemorrhagic fever syndromes. The World Health Organization has established specific case definitions for Ebola virus disease, requiring immediate isolation and testing for any individual presenting with compatible symptoms who has traveled from or resided in areas with active transmission. Both patients met these criteria based on their recent travel history from African countries. Enhanced surveillance measures. Activated Brazilian health authorities have initiated contact tracing protocols to identify individuals who may have been exposed to the patients during their travel or since arrival in the country. The response follows established guidelines from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention for managing suspected viral hemorrhagic fever cases in non-endemic countries. The cases underscore the ongoing global health security concerns related to Ebola virus disease, which has caused multiple outbreaks in African countries over the past decade. According to WHO surveillance data, the Democratic Republic of Congo has reported several Ebola outbreaks since 2018, with case fatality rates ranging from 25% to 90%, depending on the outbreak response effectiveness. For additional context on global health surveillance systems, see our Global Health Coverage and Quality and Safety Protocols. Laboratory testing and diagnostic protocols. Confirmation of Ebola virus disease requires specific laboratory testing using reverse transcriptase polymerase chain reaction, RT-PCR, or antigen detection methods. The diagnostic protocols established by international health authorities require biosafety level 4 laboratory facilities for definitive viral confirmation. Brazilian health officials have not disclosed the specific healthcare facilities where the patients are being treated, following standard protocols to protect patient privacy while ensuring appropriate medical care. The country's public health emergency response system was previously tested during the 2014-2016 West African Ebola outbreak, when several countries implemented enhanced screening measures for travelers from affected regions. Immediate isolation and laboratory testing of suspected cases is critical for preventing potential secondary transmission of Ebola virus disease in non-endemic settings. WHO Emergency Response Guidelines, 2024. What this means for patients: travelers from Ebola endemic regions should monitor for fever and seek immediate medical attention if symptoms develop. For clinicians, healthcare providers must maintain high clinical suspicion for viral hemorrhagic fevers in patients with compatible symptoms and travel history. For policymakers, enhanced surveillance and rapid response protocols remain essential for preventing international spread of epidemic-prone diseases. Frequently asked questions: what are the main symptoms of Ebola virus disease? Initial symptoms include sudden onset of fever, fatigue, muscle pain, headache, and sore throat. Later stages may involve vomiting, diarrhea, and in severe cases, bleeding complications. How is Ebola transmitted between people? Ebola spreads through direct contact with blood, body fluids, or contaminated surfaces from infected individuals. The virus is not transmitted through air, water, or food under normal circumstances. What precautions should travelers take when visiting Ebola endemic areas? Travelers should avoid contact with blood and body fluids, practice frequent hand hygiene, and seek immediate medical attention if symptoms develop within 21 days of potential exposure. The identification of these suspected cases demonstrates the continued importance of robust global health surveillance systems and rapid response capabilities. As international travel continues to increase, early detection and appropriate clinical management of suspected viral hemorrhagic fever cases remain critical components of pandemic preparedness efforts. Source: 2 patients with Ebola-like symptoms in isolation in Brazil.